Extract 3.
Apart from good food and drink, the main requisite for a successful picnic is, of course, delightful surroundings. Some people ignore this rule completely and get out their folding tables and wrapped-up sandwiches on grotty grass verges by the side of major roads and busy car parks. It is a particularly English folly to want to eat out of doors on high days and holidays, whatever the weather. Who has not seen people in Macs sitting bizarrely under dripping trees in parks, glumly handing round the flask of tea and cheese and onion crisps? The obsessive picnic tradition probably originated in medieval times, with pilgrims' wayside meals, as well as the gargantuan outdoor feasts held before hunting parties. By the 17th century, it was common entertainment for the gentry to eat out of doors in the rustic manner. However, so worried were they that inclement weather might spoil their great hooped dresses and satin breeches that they dotted little Arcadian pavilions around their grounds as a precautionary measure to dive into if it rained. It was not until the 18th century that the essential picnic staple was invented by John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, that evocative and much maligned British food icon that took his name.